USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Texas Supreme Court has rejected a request to throw out more than 125,000 early votes cast at drive-through polling stations in Harris County. A handful of Republican activists and candidates had filed a request to throw out the votes from the county that includes Houston, arguing that drive-through voting locations had violated Texas law. The court denied the request without issuing an opinion. There is still a case in federal court making a similar argument that will be heard Monday morning in an emergency hearing. Fire crews in northern Colorado are still trying to tamp down the two largest wildfires in the state's history, even as many areas have seen several inches of snow in recent days. Officials say that nearly 700 structures have been burned by the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires, but crews are still working to assess the full scale of damage done by the blazes. The East Troublesome fire is still only 30% contained, while the larger Cameron Peak fire is 64% contained. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
It's a race to the finish line as both presidential candidates are making their closing arguments to voters. President Trump is spending the Sunday before the election holding rallies in 5 different battleground states. He told supporters in Iowa that the choice in this election is between a lockdown and a recovery.
We're going to be booming. Could have the greatest year. Yeah, the best year we've ever had last year. We're going to have the best year next year. We're set for it. It's a choice between a deadly Biden lockdown. He wants to lock down. We're never locking down.
And at a Get Out the Vote event in Philadelphia, former Vice President Joe Biden told his supporters they have the power to change the administration.
In 2 days, we can put an end to a president who has failed to protect this nation. In 2 days, we can put an end to a presidency that fanned the flames of hate, poured gasoline on every opportunity he had all across this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Michigan could play another critical role in a presidential election this week, and the state's governor believes her state could deliver for former Vice President Joe Biden. Tim Berg has more from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
As both presidential campaigns continue to court voters in Michigan, Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it's time we elect somebody who can unify the country.
This is a moment where we really need a leader who can bring us together as a nation, to unify us, to get our arms around COVID and get us back to work.
Whitmer on CNN's State of the Union also says former Vice President Joe Biden is the right person to handle the coronavirus.
The Trump administration inability to get their arms around COVID has cost us our livelihoods and too many people their lives.
Speaking of Michigan, starting Monday, restaurants and bars and other venues must seat no more than 6 people at a table, and all dine-in establishments must keep customers' names and phone numbers for contract tracing purposes.
And if you can't stand the heat, it's probably a good idea to stay out of the cat enclosure.
A 50-year-old man has filed a lawsuit after he says he was mauled by a captive black leopard in a backyard enclosure in South Florida. Dwight Turner paid $150 for a full contact experience with the leopard, which allowed him to play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures. A report by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission confirms the incident happened in August near Fort Lauderdale. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.